Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin, Daf Kaf Chet. We're starting here just at the bottom of Kaf Zayin Amud Bet. So we saw yesterday already, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Remember Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas had Ein Shechitel Of Bina Torah. Because he said, Shedemar, because the Pasuk said, Veshafach. And he said, Shafach was Beshvicha Ba'alma. Don't you spill the blood. Didn't actually matter. And the Gemara said, Inam Ihachi Nami. Chaya, also animal, that said, no, itkish lepsulei hamugdashin. Chaya, wild, you know, animals which weren't brought as korbanot, were excluded from that cloud of his, that there's no shechita from the Torah, because they were compared or connected by hekesh to psulei mugdashin. And Rashi said there, the second very large lines of Rashi, why, could I mean, like, come and beshmite, we'll see, and I think it's actually in today's daf, mekish tzvi va'ayil, we've got a special pasuk there where we see that tzvi and ayil, deers and gazelles, whatever I think that is, are also are the same way that a psulei mukdash will become pasul and would need shchitev. A psulei mukdash, we speak in there specifically by animals which had a mum, and therefore they were redeemed from the Beit HaMikdash, and you could then use them, right? I don't think I explained that properly yesterday. So there was a connection, and they would need shchita. So to the Tzvi and the Ayil in the Pasuk there, they also would need shchita. Okay, then we got up to the issue. I think we got up to yesterday. Of Nami, we said, also Itkish Lebahema. So we said, no, because we had Zot, right? And Zot Lebahema, Va'of, Akati, Veshavachit Amo. So why do you see Dafka to leave out of? Shadya Achaye says, Mistara makes it's a Svara. Mishum, because the Pasuk referred to Of last. Therefore, we said off asher yachel v'shafach. So although we said chaya, the last thing in the pasuk was off, we said that the shafach related to that. That's what we got up to yesterday. Now the Gemara has a meitiv, a brighter, which is a kashya on that. Remember, we're speaking now about Rav Yehuda, Mishur Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, who says that shchita for an off is not minat Torah. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this meitiv, got a brighter. Right, and this bright is from our Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Zayin, and later on Daf Pei Hei. So it's mentioned to us. Hashochet v'nitnabla b'yado. So you did shchita, and then in the shchita, something went wrong with the shchita, and the animal, the bird, right, became a nevela. Right? And Rashi says there, if you look at the third last lines, the very beginning of the line, Rashi says, b'yad, milo sheda'at, shelo midat. In other words, it wasn't intentional. So you wanted to do a kosher shchita, you did a bad shchita, and the animal became an avela. And the brayta carries on. So that's option number one. Or hanocher. Hanocher here seems to be that you sort of ripped the simanim, right? Or vahama'aker, or you tore them out. And again, now these two examples, Rashi says, yeah, medat. So the brayta is discussing three scenarios. Either a shchita that went wrong, or an intentional ripping of the simanim, right, intentionally, in all those three cases, patur milechasot. You don't need to cover the blood. I mean, we learned that an off and a chaya, a bird and a wild animal, need their blood to be covered with sand after you've done shchita. So we could be speaking about a bird or it's, so we're discussing now particularly, we're trying to attack that Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas on the bird not in shchita milechat from the Torah. So it says like this, if you do a bad shchita, or you did up ripping out of the simanim, you patru to cover the blood. And Rashi says, because the pasuk says that asher yachel, because it's only for food that you're going to eat. Now, obviously, these three cases you can't eat the food. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. V'yamart ein shchita of binat Torah. If you're telling me that there's no real shchita for an off binat Torah, in other words, as long as you damage the simanim, we still know somewhere along the line halacha Moshe b'Sinai that we have to have simanim here. You can't just go and put a bullet in the head. Right? If we say there's no shchita with a knife cutting and halach alba'ah, etc., from the Torah, so nechirato zohi shchitato, then this ripping out of the simanim, this nechira or ikur, right, or just severing the simanim, however you did it, that is a shchita. And if that's a shchita, we know that it off needs shchita, needs its blood to be covered. So the enachinam is no shchita, but it's a kosher killing. That it becomes its shchita. So libayi kisui, then why don't we cover the blood? In other words, decide. If you're telling me that there's shchita from the Torah, then understand why we don't cover the blood. Why? Because it wasn't a proper shechita. It was either levela, the shechita went bad, or ikur, or it was nechira. But if there's no shechita, the sibani were dealt with, so why don't we cover the blood? Look at Rashi there, third line of Rashi from the end. Third last line. Dibai dahai kativa kisui and nechira didai. So that was its nechira. Why is it patru? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good mate. That's not a good kashi against Rav Yehuda Mishra Yitzchak Pinchas. Why? Because mi sabat ba'of. Why did you think this bride is speaking about an off? No, speaking about a chaya. So therefore, we basically just start doche that kashi by saying that a bride. But you understand the underlying question here? Underlying question is, if there's no shechita from the Torah, but we know we need to have simanim, then this nechira or this ikur did affect the simanim, and the bird got killed, and therefore that is its shechita. The Gemara says, the Gemara seems to agree that that would be a good point if we were discussing if that brighter was about a bird. But since it's about a chaya, we know chaya needs shechita from the Torah, and that's why you patur. Okay? Clear? Okay. The Gemara tries again. We have a couple of knocks at this, right? In the siman there was Nitnabel, Dame, and Malika. So there are three kashas coming after. The first one was Nitnabel. That was this brighter. Third bright, second brighter. Hashochet v'tzarich ladam. That's dam in the siman there. So now, you did shechita, and what do you want the blood. You want the blood for some reason. We're going to see in a moment that blood could be used either for, they had this like insect called an ash. I think it's a moth, if I understand it correctly. Like, you know, you have moths in clothing. Or so they would put blood down to get rid of the moths, or they'd use blood for dyeing purposes, like the blood for the red colouring to dye things with, for animal to dye the leather. We'll see in a second over the next Amud. But now Hashochet Vitzrich, you want the blood. The brighter says Chayav Lechasot. Now what's the problem with Chayav Lechasot? If you're going to cover the blood with sand, look at Rashi there, the bottom last line, Hashochet Tavar HaTzarich Kisui. So you shecht something which either be an off or a chaya, which needs to cover the blood. But tzarich ledam, and you want the dam, the shita ejine le melachto, for your work purposes. Chayav lechasot, nonetheless, the Torah says, no, it doesn't matter, you did shita, you got to cover the blood. Al korcho, v'shuv, says Rashi, lo yira ele melacha. Now, once you've done that, once you've covered the blood with sand, you can't really go and use that blood anymore. Otherwise, you've got a problem. So now, Kaitzad, who will say, how do you get around this? How do you do shita without having to cover the blood? Because you want the blood. So the Mishnah gives you, it's a brighter here, I think. There's brighter also now in our sugya. So Tosefta. So it gives you a way around it. What do you do? Or nochro or okro. So either do nechira, rip out, or tear. In other words, damage the simanim, right, without doing a kosher shechita. And then you patur from the, we saw the previous brighter said, that nechira or shvicha, you patur from covering the blood. So the Gemara says again, my love, ba'of the kabayle ledame linika. Linika, I think that's you pronounce it, Linika, right? Says, isn't this brighter discussing a case where it's a bird you shechti, and you want the blood of the bird for this Linika? Look at Rashi here. He says, am I allowed off Kai? He's speaking about off. You told me the first brighter wasn't about off, but this brighter must be about off. Shrei damo ra'u Linika. What's the Linika? Rashi says, letola'at, a worm, hagdela bebigdei tzemer, which grows in woolen clothes. That's why I think it's like, you know, you have moths in clothing. Right, Shekorin Tinya. I didn't look that up. How did that translate in English there, by the way, this Linika? Sorry? A moth, eh? Yeah, okay. Kedichtiv kebeged achlu ash. Right? Nochro v'yipater min akisui. So now we see that you want the blood to use against these off. And they understood the Gemara that the bird's off. The bird's blood is what's good for it. And if it's not shchit off, then again, nochro tzarich kisui shezoho shchitato. So it seems to imply that there must be shchit on the Torah, because how else would we be patur from covering the blood when we do nechira? If there's no shchit, then the nechira is it shchita? So Gemara says again, no, b'chaya. No, that's not. We're not discussing a bird. We're discussing a chaya. And what's the blood they're using from a chaya? The kabayle ledame lelika or lelaka, lelaka. I think it's Rashi says avia lelaka. Tseva or Adom, right? From lekka, probably, like the word lekka. You have lekka, you know, like in English, lekka. Again, Shekorin Parka. So they would use the blood for that. So again, that was the second brighter. So we had Nitnabel, Dam, and now the third one is Malika. Right, Toshma, third attempt here to try and disprove Rav Yehuda Mishra Rav Yitzchak Ben Pinchas, that there's no shchita from the Torah for an off. It's like a tosh by Malak. So now it brings it, this is a bit of a roundabout one. This was a bit, I'm be honest with you, I battled to really understand this. It's quite a bit long here. And sort of complex how the Gemara goes through it. But Toshma, Malak, if a coin did Malika, right, Besakin, so he went into the back of the head, right, Mul or Po, Mula Oref, right, the back of the neck, with a knife, not with his nail, right? So look at Rashi there. Malak, the very last wide lines there at the top, Malak of Kochim. So this is in the Bana Mikdash, Besakin Nevela. Once you do not, becomes a Nevela. Right, Rashi says, Da'ein Malika elibat Sipurim, because you meant to use your finger now. Now, so what do we say? You did Malika with a knife. So, Metame Begadim Abetablia. Now that bird is Tame. If you swallow it, your clothes become Tame. Like we know, the off is Metame Abetablia when it's in Nevela. V'i Amart, Ein Shchita Le'off Binat Torah. Now, if you tell me there's no Shchita from Off Binat Torah, so now look at what's going on. We understand that when you broke the windpipe, the neck and the spinal column, it became a trefa. It wasn't kosher. However, says Gemara, tahani la sakin l'taharim idei nevela. But why did the knife, which at the end of the day, the knife did cut the simanim, so we know, we've learned this before plenty of times, that at least look at Rashi, tahani la sakin shechotech simanin la'achar shenitrefa. Right? After it became a trefa, because when it became a trefa, the moment you broke the neck and the spinal column with the knife, it became a trefa. But the knife then went and cut the simani. So after you cut the simani with the knife, let's at least say that was matayr from Nevei. Look at Rashi there. The heart trefa, we know, says Rashi, halocha. We discussed this many times, right? That a trefa, sheshachta, that you shechted nonetheless, eina metama. The shchita at least doesn't help you eat it, but it helps you take it out of the boundaries of tumah. And the Mesorah Shaf changes that to va'of nechirato zohu shchitato. And again, we come back to this thing. If Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, right? If Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas is right, that there's no shchita min haTorah, so then this is its shchita, right? This at the back of the neck, and this v'hach shchita min haOrev. Whether that was a bad shchita, kosher, from a kosher point of view, there was chalada. Remember what we explained, that chalada, that the knife went up or down, or whether it was a dores, or whether it basically chopped it, it doesn't matter. Mikom makom, lo gara min achir, it's not worse than actually just ripping out the simanim. V'treifa mi ahavi, and we all agree that it's a treifa. The more Rabbi Yitzchak sheyesh treifele off, he agrees with the treifele off. Rabbi Yitzchak Pinchas, even though he says that there's no shchita because you need simanim, because it's not elu treifele off. When he says there, to daf nun vav, that there are treifele off. When v'ayin kashum el nechira shehi besimanim, but nechira when you, as long as you're damaging the simanim, k'nichti v'shafach or yikru, because the pasuk says v'shafach, you don't need a proper shchita. But harigi b'amul, you can't just kill it, but as long as you've got simanim. So this siman, the cutting of the siman, the knife, should at least be kosher shchita to ma'akar it from Nevela. And if you're telling me that it doesn't work, so isn't this proof then that there must be shchita from the Torah, because then the stam nechira doesn't work. You with me? This third type of question. Is it clear, the question? Do you want to go through it again? Hello? No, seriously, is it clear? Marco, did I just say fine? Is it clear? Let me go through it again. We try to prove, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas said that there's no shchita for off. Everybody agrees that even though there might not be shchita, you do have to damage or cut or in some sever the simanim. Otherwise, just called harigah ba'alma. And that's that last Rashi there. We can't have harigah ba'alma. So we had it because the pasuk says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, v'shafach, you just spill the blood. As long as you spilt the blood, but with simanim, it's kosher. So now, we try to bring a kashi again to prove that the very fact that this malika with the knife didn't take the animal out of nevela, but still left it in nevela, means that there must be shchita from the Torah, because the malika is the parallel of shchita. And if malika didn't work and it became a nevela, even though there was simanim being damaged in nevela, then the shchita also is a bad shchita. We're saying that a kosher shchita to a nevela would take it out of the tumah story. And yeah, you've cut the simani with the knife, but yet it still stays in nevela. She said, but why? Even though I damaged the neck first and I made it into an avela, the knife went through the simanim. Why doesn't that take it out of an avela? So he seems to imply that because the malika already caused it an avela and the knife was done from the back and not from the front, so it wasn't a kasha shchita, and that's why I said an avela. Ah, in other words, there is shchita from the Torah. Because if you're telling me that the knife should have been in the front and done it in the kasha shchita, we are implying that there is such a concept as kasha shchita, and this wasn't the kasha shchita. Had you done the shchita properly in the front, it wouldn't have been in the vela. The fact that you just did it from the back and ripped out the simanim didn't help you take it out of the vela, which proves that the nechira isn't its shchita. Is that clearer now? Okay, so the Gemara says, the doche is a bit of a complicated doche. The Gemara says like this, that there's no question about it, right? That as far as the Maliki is concerned, there is shchita from the Torah. In other words, we're disproving Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi here, but he says the Amar Kihai Tana. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Pinchas, he's saying in actual fact we agree that there is a shchita from the Torah for off. And but Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Pinchas, he says no. Why? Because who the Amar Kihai Tana? He holds like a particular Tanya we don't paskin like, right? That says like it's the Tanya, Rabbi Ezra Kafar Biribi Omer. It's interesting that we don't hold like him, but the Torah calls, the writer calls him a Rabbi Ezra HaKafar Biribi. Look what Rashi says over there, Biribi, Gadol Bedoro. Quite interesting, right? Omer, Ma Talmud, what does the Torah say when it says, Ach Kasher Yachel Etatzvi? So that's that pasuk, by the way, which compared the Tzvi, right, to the psulei mugdat. Ach kasher yacheret tzvi veta ayil. If you want to eat the tzvi or the ayil, so these goats and they're not goats, these deers and things. Ken tochalnu hatamei vatahor yachdav yochalenu. Right. So the pasuk that pasuk over there says, right, that if there's a talking there, that's comparing that animal there to the mum we spoke about. Right. Just like the mum becomes pasul. Right, you can eat these animals, even if it's a tamei. Right, and it's a tamei because it became a mum. Right, so akasha yachle tamek in the Gemara. V'chimala madnu mitzvi v'ayil miata. So what is tzvi and ayil doing in this pasuk, which is relating it to the mugdashim, the psulim of the mugdashim? What is their connection there? Harezeh ba'al amed. We thought that was coming to teach us something. But in actual fact, says the writer, v'nimtza lamed, we actually end up learning about them. Because we make his tzvi v'ayil, ipsula mugdashin. We have a hekesh between tzvi and ayil to those mumim that are pasul from korban. And now we learn from the psulim onto the tzvi v'ayil. Ma psula ha-mugdashin b'shchita? What about the psula mugdashin? They need shchita. Av tzvi v'ayil b'shchita. Even tzvi v'ayil b'shchita. This is what their writer says. Ah, but off is not in that pasuk. V'off, ein no shchita midivrei Torah, ele midivrei sofrim. So that's the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. The Gemara says, Anachinami, you're right. This bright is a proof that there is shchita from the Torah. Otherwise, the malika at the back with the neck and the knife cutting the simanim would have taken it out of the boundaries of Tumah. We don't agree. But Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, why did he say what he said? Because he held like this Da'at Yachidya of Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar, who said that because of that hekesh of tzvi to ayil, it's only tzvi and ayil and not off. But it's clear that we don't hold like him, right? Look at Rashi there. Ma'apsul ha-mukdash v'shchita, d'la'el mi'ahu k'ra k'tiva zavachta mi'pkarecha. In the pasuk above it, it says you got to do zvicha. Pesivai gazim mekish tzvi v'ayil v'heime, ma'abem v'shchita v'chuda. V'lo mokid ha-k'ra d'chi yarchi v'psul ha-mukdashim, ele v'basar tai v'shul chudi. So we don't expand it. Only that came just to allow us to eat the basta we spoke about. But bottom line is that the Gemara seems to accept this last bright over here, that we do say that shchita is from the Torah, except according to this guy. So the Gemara says, Man Tana de Paligale Rabbi Dazir HaKapar. So who's the Tana? If you're telling me there that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pinchas holds of a Da'at Yachid, so who is Cholek with him? The Gemara says, Rabbi he. The Tanya. We got a bright over here that says like this, Rebbe Omer, v'zavachta kasher tzviticha. V'zavachta, v'zvicha is like you were commanded. What is that? But I made shlitava Moshe ala veshet, v'ala kane, v'arov echad ba'of, v'arov shtayim b'heima. He says that is the makor that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on the simanim, one siman majority for the bird, like we saw it in our Mishnah, and two majority for behema. So the Gemara concludes by seeming to say, "Tanochel Moshe b'Sinai with an asmacht on the pasuk that there is shchita min haTorah as far as off is concerned." Okay, clear? All right. Itmar. Now, Gemara over here brings a machloka amorai. And now the question is, when we said over here, but I mentioned this because we just ended off saying Moshe ala veshet va'ala kane. So now the question is, do you need the veshet and the kane, the windpipe and the esophagus, or could you use one of the other, either or? So Itmar, Rav Nachman Amar, or veshet or kane. Rav Nachman says, you know what? I'm going to kill the bird. So we have birds over here, right? So he says, either or, choose. You can go either the veshet or the kane. Rav Ada Bar Abba says, no, Amar veshet v'lo kane. You have to dafka do the veshet. So why does he say specifically the veshet, which is the food part? Look at Rashi there. Veshet, miyuchad shebesimanimu. It's specific. That's a special one of this money. Why? Shechiyut ha-behemet talubo. Because the existence of the animal is dependent on that. Because he says, explain to them, because we would actually think if you cut the windpipe, you're going to die, right? We would think the windpipe, I don't know about you, but I would have thought that the windpipe is more meyuchad than the esophagus. So Rashi explains here, he says, the ha b'neke b'mashu mitrafa, the veshet, even with just a small hole, it already becomes trefa. V'lu kaneh, the windpipe, ad de mifsak ruba, until it's cut, and the majority of it is damaged. It isn't pasul. Right, so that is Rav Nachman says either or. Rav Ada Bar Abba says specifically the veshet. The Gemara explains back in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Amar or veshet or kane. He says either or. Why? Because he says echad ketani. Because specifically you got to cut one siman and echad koldu. Right, kolshu. Right, either one. Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar veshet velo kane. He says specifically the veshet and not the kane. Why? My echad. How does he explain that echad there one? Either one, it was just I need one siman. He says, "My echad meyuchad," the meyuchad one. Rashi told us that the veshet is the meyuchad one. So now the Gemara brings up a siman shachat chatzain gargeret pgima dechatat off. Six simanim over here. We're gonna have six brighters over here, challenging this concept over here, mainly of Rav Ada Bar Ava, which is specifically the veshet and not either or. The Gemara brings the first bright like this. Beitiva, shachat, that's the first one. Shachat ala veshet v'achar kach nishmeta gargeret kesheira. If you shech the veshet, right, the esophagus. How did that translate? Esophagus, is it esophagus, right? I've seen someone with a guttural something or something. Gullet. That's the esophagus though, right? That's what the bird swallows with, right? So, shachat et aveshet, he cuts the food pipe, and then Nishmata, the kane, right, the gargaret, yeah, the windpipe, sort of like moved out of its place, or it's displaced, or it's set aside, it's pushed aside. I don't think it's actually torn, it's just it's damaged in some way. Nonetheless, the shchita is kshera. On the other hand, nishmata gargaret, if the windpipe is first damaged, removed out of the way, v'chagach shachat la veshet, and then you shech the veshet, psula. So we see over here from the Tanakama that even though he's saying that it's the shchita on the veshet, the gargaret has to be in its correct order and form before you do the shchita. If shachat la veshet, and then after you shechta the veshet, v'nimtzait gargaret shmuta, it seems that the gargaret has been damaged. But now, any day im kodim shchita nishmatayim lachash nishnab, it don't even happen before or after. Remember, if it was before, it was bad. If it was after, it was okay. Ze haya masi. So this was a case. V'amru, what did they say on this particular case? Kol safek b'shchita psula. When it comes to shchita, it's a safek deraita, and therefore it's pasul, and you can't use it. Now, the Gemara stuck us. Ve'ilu shchita, now we come the kasha here. Remember, Rav Nachman said either or. Rav Ada Bar Ava says only the veshet. So the Gemara stuck us. Ve'ilu shchita begargeret lo ketani. And we see here, there's no mention in this bright at all of the kane, the windpipe. It's only the veshet. This seems to be a kasha against Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said either or, and Rav Ada Bar Abba said only the veshet. And this whole brayta says, you do the veshet first, the veshet afterwards, you after you're not sure. Where do we see the kane? There's no kane, the gargaret is no kane. So this seems to be a good proof against Rav Nachman that it has to be the veshet. The Gemara says, no. Why does this brayta speak about the veshet? Mishum de gargaret avid lishtamute. It's telling us specifically about a case of if something went wrong with the gagert, and the kane happens to be more likely to get messed up. Look at Rashi there. He says, "Mishun gagert avid lishtamutei lahachi nakat shchita beveshet." That's why this part is discussing. It doesn't mean that kane isn't good. That's a separate discussion. But with regard to the veshet, we spoke about it because of the situation with the kane. But it could happen either way, so don't get proof against either way. The kane would be just as good. But if we did the veshet particularly, these are the dinim of how the veshet would work. Another question. Tane, tan toshma, shachat, right? Remember the second siman was chatzain, half. So shachat shnei chatzai simanim ba'of. If you shech the two halves, you did the veshet and the kane, but half of each. It's psula. Why is it psula? Right? Because look at Rashi. He says this. He says, Pasul, the kemor de lo avid midi, dami dazil hache like a shura. Vazil hache like a shura. He says, because since you didn't do at least more than half in each one, there's no shiur in either of them. So although you did a half a kane and half a veshet, they can't join together and say we did a full siman, just half on each. We did half on each. We haven't done at least a rov on either one of them. And the Gemara says, "Ain't zerich l'mar b'heimah." That's pasul when it comes to an animal. If it's pasul with a bird, where we may kill even on one siman, then definitely with an animal, you have to do these rov on both siman. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I ever omer ba'of ad shishchot el aveshet ve'et havridin." So Rabbi Yehuda says again, "No, with the off, he wants you to do shchita of the veshet and the vridim, the veins." So again, it seems over here that we've left out the issue of the kane. Why can't we do the kane? Ah, that's a kashi against Rav Nachman. They see there's no kane. The Gemara says, no. Mishum de veshet samuch levridim. The reason why he chose the veshet, Rabbi Yehuda, is just because the veshet is close to the vridim and not to tell you anything else about the kane whatsoever. Third kasha. Now the third siman there was gargeret, right? The kane. So Toshua, we've got a case where shachat chatzi gargeret. You checked it half the gargeret. And then v'shaha k'day shchita acheret, you waited. That's the issue of shehiya. Remember, we said that shehiya, if you wait long enough for another shchita, in between the shchita becomes pasul. See how the writer says on the contrary, it says you waited the gamar shchita, and then you did a proper shchita k'sheira. Now this seems a bit strange, right? Why is it kosher? Just look at Rashi there quickly. This is a very, very important Rashi to all the dinim of shchita, not just for the sugya. It's the important Rashi. This. If you look there, four lines up from before the Rashi gets wide, the bottom of the narrow lines. He says, V'shahabo v'chudet kosher. Why is it kosher? Mishum dechatzi gargeret lav hatchalat shchitehi. Because this is not called shehiya. What is shehiya? I did just more than half, like into the rov. And then I waited, and then I went and I finished. So it's now as if I'd already started shchita. Because when shchita, when I do more than half, up to half, it's not even a shchita. I haven't done anything. So the fact that I waited, right, is I haven't done shchita. Now I come and I do shchita. Because we already learned, remember, that you can, if there was a hole in the kane, and you then extended that hole, it's still a kosher shchita. So basically there was a hole. I made a hole. And the hole wasn't more than half, so it didn't pasul it. Right, because you remember, this is very important. You go back to the previous Rashi we said at the very beginning. We said the difference between the veshet and the kane. Why would Rashi tell us that the veshet was a siman, a meyuchad besiman? Remember this? Rashi, why was it meyuchad? Because the veshet is pasul b'mashu, even the littlest hole, where kane only becomes pasul when it's a rov. Do you remember that, Rashi, a few minutes ago, about 20 minutes ago? Please go back, because these are the foundations for shchita. This is very important. Where Rashi said there, found that Rashi that said siman meyuchad. Anybody find it? What's the Dibur HaMatchil Arev? Veshet. Yeah, Veshet. There we are. It said meyuchad sheba simanim shechiyut habayim etaloi bo daha benekev b'mashu mitzvah. Very tarif, even the little hole. Ve'ilu kaneh, the windpipe, ad de mifsak ruba. Until it's got the majority of it is cut. So here's what's happened over here. You made a hole in the kane up to half. So it's not pasul yet. Because only a nekev mashu. It has to be the majority of the nekev to be pasul. So what Rashi is telling us is, why is it kosher? Because really that's where I hold the nekev. I haven't even started shchita. So I can go away and come back 2 days later. And now I start my shchita. Now, but let's go back now to our kasha. So we're trying to ask a kasha now on do we need veshet and kane or just one of them. Or specifically veshet or either or. The Gemara said, now, my love, but off, Aren't we speaking about here a bird? Umay gamra. What do we mean when we say gamra? Gamra means shachat chatzi gargeret, gamra le gargeret. And then we came back and we finished off the kane. And we see over here, we never touched the veshet. So this now is a kashi against Rav Adar Bar Ava. So we have to have kargeret. The Gemara says, no, that's not a kashi. It doesn't help either. Why? What's this part of discussing? We're talking about a behemoth that are off. Umay gamra. Gamra le shchita kula. Okay, we finished the whole shchita, so we started with the kane, and with the animal, we definitely needed two simanim. It's not talking about a bird, so it can't help us with a kashi against Rav Adar Bar Ava, or help us prove anything about Rav Nachman either. Okay, the next part is Toshma. Haray, this was the fourth siman, right? The fourth siman is pegima, right? We call the damage. Haray, shahaya chatzi kane pagum. Here, half the kane was pagum. Now, we know, we just discussed it a second ago, that up to half, it's still good. It's a kosher animal. V'hosif alav kol shehu, and now he just made a small cut, and right, it now becomes rov. V'gamro shchitato k'shair, and therefore it's a kosher shchita. Why? Like we just discussed. Look at the very first wide lines of Rashi in the middle. V'gamro, he says salke datim. What do we think at the moment? V'gamro means b'hai kol shehu. On this already hole in the kane, we added to it. Sharei nishchata rov de pegima kamaita. We shechted now the majority of the siman on the base, on the original hole that to begin with, keshleima damia, and now we made it into a shalem, a proper shchita, vayikar rov kaman, right? And we got a proper rov, and now it's a kosher shchita. So now v'osiv alav shehu gamra v'shluk shera. My love off again. Aren't we discussing a bird over here? Or my gamro, gamro la kane, right? It was the kane. And we finished off the kane, and we see that in no way do we even touch the veshet. So this now is a kashya against Rav Ava. Rav Ava said, no, you have to have veshet. And we see how we started with our kane, we finished with the kane, no mention of the veshet, we don't need the veshet. The one says, no, it's not a good proof, because this part is discussing the behema and not discussing a bird. And umay gemaro, what's gemaro? Gemaro le veshet. You actually went now and you finished off on the veshet, and you did a kosher shchita on the animal. It's got nothing to do with birds. Doesn't help us at all. So we see this very similar trend here of the Gemara trying to bring a whole list to challenge either of Adar Bar Ava or Rav Nachman. Sorry? Somebody say something?
No.
Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. The next one, fifth one, right? The fifth siman there was the chatat. It's like a toshma. Ketzad molkin chatat off. How do you do melika with a chatat ha'off? Right? Remember there was the ola and the chatat, right? So with the chatat ha'off, chotech sh'teram afreket, you come through with the nail and you damage the spinal column and the neck. Below rov basar, right? You don't take most of the meat. If it's rov basar, it becomes pasul. Right? We need most of the meat of the flesh to stay on the actual bird itself. Until you reach either the veshet or the kane. Right? This is again, this is not talking about Adar Bar Ava. Adar Bar Ava says you have to have the veshet specifically. Higi la veshet or le kane. Now you get to one of those two simanim. Chotech siman echad. You cut siman, verov basar imo. Now the rov basar with it. Uba ola, if it was an ola, not a chatat, shnaim or rov shnaim. Perfect. The Gemara now concludes, says, tiyufta, drav Adar Bar Ava, tiyufta. This is the perfect refutation we're looking for against drav Adar Bar Ava, that it's either the kane or the veshet, exactly aloch like Rav Nachman, and we carry. The Gemara says like this, anu mahava alei, so tachlis. You brought me now a whole lot of kashas here. What was the bottom line? Right? When we say Mahavala, what came out of this? New halacha. Do we need the veshet or do we need the look at Rashi here? My have alal inan shchita. Because that there was with regards melika, not with regards shchita, right? When the Gemara brought its case, right? So that was all very good with regards to melika. But how does it apply just with regards to shchita? The Gemara says kedekamart, right? Exactly like you said. Rashi says in melika. Same idea, shchita would be the same as melika. The Gemara says, wait a second. Dio mesha'adi hatam. Maybe with regards to melika, it's a little bit different. Why is it a little bit different? Look at Rashi there, the third last wide lines of Rashi. Melika shari, melika would be different. De'ika chatichat shteira umafreket. Because you're cutting the neck and the spine. Va'azi lechiyuta becholduhu. And now it's already dead. Right? So it says, de'ika shteira umafreket. Therefore, so what would my Tosh Samai, so what would be that? Maybe it's completely different. maybe only when you already killed the animal with the mafrek and the steira, then one siman's good enough. But with regard to shechita, when you're going in the other side and you aren't going killing the animal first, right? Then maybe there you would need to have both simanim, or maybe not even the right. Maybe you have to have both. I'm not sure if this is good. Definitely, it's definitely not a kasha here. I don't think on Rav Ada Bar Ava, who says definitely the veshet. I think it's just a question now, even on Rav Nachman, whether you would need, if one would be good enough, like he's either or maybe either or only works well with malik, because when he killed animal, when it comes to shechita, you'd have to do both siman to kill animal properly. The Gemara said, okay, Toshma, we've got a brighter. Dahu Bar Avza. Right? Now, at the beginning, I thought Bar Avza was a person, but an Avazia is like a duck or something. But if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, he actually takes out the word Bar Avza and just says, it's over the page. He says, it's the fifth line of Rabbeinu Gershom on the next Amud. He says, Toshma Dahu Avaza. Takes out the word Bar Avza. He says, there was this duck, right? Dahaba Bay Rabba that came to Rabba, obviously brought there for Shechita, right? Rashi says over here, this duck was brought up for shechita. Atekim mas meis kavei dama. Rashi says, what is mas? He says meluchlach tzavaro b'dama. Its neck was full of blood. She nikra tzavaro, because he had a hole in its neck, already been torn. And now says Rashi, v'tzarich livdok b'simanim. Now we're going to check this one before we shechtia. Shema nifsa kakane or nikeva veshet. Maybe the kane is completely damaged. Remember, the kane needs a majority to be damaged. Or nikeva veshet. Maybe the veshet has got a hole in it. It will become pasu. Umishum safek drusa lo bakanef divina. That's a separate issue altogether. So now the Gemara says like this. So what's the story? Now we've got to check either is the kane good or the veshet good. So Amar Rava hechi navi. Rava says, what are we going to do? Nashchetei v'hara nav dekei. If we shecht it first, then we do the bedika afterwards. Dil v'makom nekev keshachit. Maybe we actually shecht it in where the hole was, so it's too late to see now. We won't know. If it was the kane, was it the majority of the kane? We won't know, because we already cut it open completely. Or was it this little hole in the veshet? We won't know either, because we already cut the veshet open. So we can navdekei v'hara nashchetei. Maybe we should check it beforehand and then do the shechita, right? But we've got a problem. What's the problem? Hamaraba veshet ain't no bedikim b'chutz mevifnim. The kane we can check from the outside and see is the kane cut more or not. But the veshet, to check that a veshet has got a hole in it, we've actually got to take the veshet after it's off the animal, turn it inside out, and then look from the inside if the hole from the outside came all the way through into the inside. You with me? Right? So we've got a problem. We can't do the checking before we've shechted it. Because that's only good for the kane, not good for the veshet. So Amar Rav Yosef Berei, so Rav, his son Rav Yosef, said, what's the answer? Nivdekei lekane. Let's just check the kane. Because the kane we can check before shechted from the outside. And then v'nashchetei lekane. We'll shecht it from the kane. The kane is good. We'll shecht it from the kane. V'lichshere. And it's a kosher shechita. Vahadar, and then lafchue leveshet velivdekei. Then we'll take open the animal. We'll turn the veshet inside out, and then we'll check the veshet afterwards. So we see over here that you could shecht it from the kane on its own, and it's already kosher. Amarav Hakim Yosef Bari betrayfod Rabbi Yochanan. He says Rabbi Yosef. He says he's so clever. He says, my son of Yosef, with Trefus, the clever of Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Alma, then we see from there, Echad de Ka'abar, right? One is good enough, or high, either or, either Kane, or the Veshet, and that's Halacha like Rav Nachman. Now, just a little note over here, Rashi says over here, with regards to Rabbi giving his son such accolades that he's as clever as Yochanan, look at that Rashi there, he says, Damir Beperek Gid Anashe, later on in Daf Tzadikai, we'll see, the Shalei Shmuel, Kleisar Gamle Sveike de Treifte Lemivdekei Begavayu. Shmuel sent Rabbi Yochanan, right? Kleisar, right? That's like 12 or 13. Kleisar is the Chatzar, Tresar is 12. Tresar, I think it'll be 13. How many? 13, yeah. Tresar is 13 camel loads of sfeikas of treifa for him to check for him. So the Rashi is saying that's why Rabbi Yochanan was an expert in treifas. And he says that my son's in treifas as an expert as good as Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, Rabbi Yochanan b'chol mili. He's as great as Rabbi Yochanan across the board, not only limiting his knowledge here to treifas. So Rabbi Yochanan's are great, my son's as great as him as well. Okay, that's the end of the sugya there. We see that that the halach is like Rav Nachman, other kaneh, or the veshet. Okay. Rabbi Yuna Omer, right? Rabbi Yuna says like this. Ad she yishchob. Remember, we go back to the Mishnah now. Rabbi Yuna said that until you cut the actual vridim. Right, that was in our Mishnah, correct? We saw it here as well in the Brighter, but yes, if you look in the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Zayin Abul Aleph, the third line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ad she yishchot et avridin, until you actually cut the veins as well. So now, the Gemara picks up on that. Amar Rav Chisda, lo Amar Rabbi Huda ela ba'ofer. He says like this, Rabbi Chisda says, when Rabbi Huda made that halacha, he wasn't talking about animals, talking about only about birds. Why? Why do we have to shecht the vridim as well? Hoyil v'tzolho kulo ke'echad. He said, when it comes to chickens and birds, so normally chickens, you when you cook them, when you roast them, right, you roast a whole chicken. Right? Aval behema, so Rashi says, that's why you have to get all the blood out now, because you aren't going to chop it up into pieces with more of the blood falling out. So Aval behema, says Gemara, kaven de menatcha, ever, ever, lo tzarech. But since you're going to meat, as a rule, very seldomly, they're saying, yeah, do you roast a whole animal? Well, you do have those, like, spits. But as a rule, meat, you chop up meat and you cook it. So therefore, it's less troublesome to get the blood out, where the blood will drain out where the animal gets chopped up. But a chicken or a bird, because it's a whole bird, you need to cut the vridim. So the Gemara says, wait, lemaimre de tamin Rabbi Yehuda mishum damhu? Are you telling us the reason Rabbi Yehuda's whole shit here of cutting the vridim because of blood? Right, now we got a Mishnah. This is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad she yishchot et avridim. Right? It says, our Mishnah says, right, ad she yishchot et avridim. If you're right, then aima ad she yinakev et avridim. Then why do we have to worry about shchita with the vridim? It should just be make a hole in the vridim and drain the blood out. Umay ad she yishchot. So then, so what does it mean, ad she yishchot? What's it? You're right. Ad she yinkov b'shat shchita. You're right. It doesn't actually mean shchita. You have to come with a knife and cut. As long as you make a hole, but when do you do it? B'shat shchita. The Gemara is not happy about that. It says toshma. Vridim is shchita, Rabbi Yehuda. The writer says, yeah, we've got vridim. Rabbi Yehuda needs vridim b'shchita. So now this is like the same sort of question. We're not quoting our Mishnah, quoting a Brighter. And if that's the case, the question is, no, you're right. We don't need in the same question. Why do we need vridim? Obviously, we only want the blood to be drained out. Because you're aim of vridim tsarich. Aim of vridim means tsarich le nokvan b'shat shchit Rabbi Yehuda. Same sort of answer very quickly from the Brighter. Third question. Toshma. Amul Rabbi Yehuda. I said Rabbi Yehuda, me'achar shlo huskru vridim el lotzien me'en dam. Since the whole purpose of vridim is only to drain the blood. Look at Rashi there. Me'achar shlo huskru vridim. Klomar, ein chiyut kluya bahin. There's not the livelihood does not depend on that. Ein tzarich laskiru ele mishum dam. Lamash atam machicho shchita. Again, the question is, why using the word shchita? Same question, third time. Since the chiyut isn't dependent on it, it's the kaneh and the veshet, and there we need shchita, why do you use that word shchita for vridim? Right? What do we care if it's shchita or shchita? Just get the blood out. Gemara says, it appears, Michal Rabbi Yehuda Savar b'shchita, right? He says, it appears Rabbi Yehuda says, Dafka b'shchita, right? So what's going on over there? Gemara says, Hachik Amrei. This is what he said. Mali de nakvan b'shchat shchita, ma nakvan shlo b'shchat shchita. Right? The question really is, why do I care if you make the whole at shchita time, or why do I care if you make the whole not shchita time? For who savar b'shaat shchita, but he says, no, he specifically holds it is shchita time. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda savar b'shaat shchita atidam dechayim. Shlo b'shaat shchita lo atidam dekarir. He says, no, it is enough kamina. I need the shchita, the dam, dafka at the shchita time, because there the blood is still hot, it will flow nicely. Once the animal's already after shchita later on, the blood's cold, cool down, it won't flow nicely, we won't get the blood out. So everybody agrees over here, all these three brighters. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't actually need shchita specifically, he even a whole would be good enough, but it needs to be at the time of shchita. So now by Rav Yirmiya also kasha. Vridin Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda said, this is detached now from our previous cases. So when Rav Yehuda said that we have to do vridin b'shchita, shaha bahen or daras bahen mahu, do the other dinim of shchita also apply to the vridim? In other words, if we had shahia, we waited in a period of time between this cutting the vridim, or there was drissa, or the knife went the wrong way, or inside or outside, etc. In other words, all the other dinim of shchita, do they also apply to the vridim? See, that's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi there. Daras bein mahu, shchita mamash by Rabbi Yehuda, or lo? Does he need, is it like a proper din of shchita, or not? And Rashi adds an interesting word, a line over here. It says, Rabbi Yirmiya, lo shemir lehad Rav Chisda. Rav Yirmiya never heard this Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda said already, right, lo mevi ele ba'of, hoil v'tzulo kulo ke'echad. That why is he doing it? Because you cook them together. In other words, implying that the only reason that you do the vridim is to drain the blood, because you're going to cook the whole animal together. So he thinks, Rav Yirmiya, that when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, shchita bevridin, he means mamash shchita, not because of draining the blood. So Amar Lehu Saba, so this some old chacham said to Rabbi Yirmiya, hachi amar Rabbi Elazar. This is what Rabbi Elazar said. Amar la amar Lehu Saba Rabbi Elazar. And there are those who say that Rabbi, the Saba didn't quote Rabbi Elazar, but the Saba said the answer to Rabbi Elazar. And this is what he says. Hachi am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Menakvan bekot v'ain ksharin. Even Rabbi Yochanan says, just stick a thorn in, we don't care, we don't need the dinim of shchita, we don't worry about shchita, there's no shahir, there's no drisha. Even if you puncture them with a thorn, it's good enough. In other words, he explained to the drisha, you're going to get the blood out, and we aren't really too interested in the dinim of shchita. Tanakh Rabbi Chisda, there's a bride that supports Rabbi Chisda. Right, he said that Rabbi Yehuda is specifically about the offer, it's about draining the blood. Shachat shnei chatzin tzimanim be'of, pasul. If you shech the two chatzai simin with a bird, it's pasul. Why? Because you have to be at least rov of one of them. V'ein tzich lomar be'behemen. Obviously, you don't have to mention behemen because it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda mer be'of ad sheyishchot ha'veshet ve'et havridin. Rabbi Yehuda says it's good enough to shech one of the veshet and the vridin. Right? So he says, I'm not actually, to be honest with you, quite sure how that helps us, because we could still have understood that brighter to say that shecht et aveshet ve et avridin would have been proper shchita. But now that the Gemara seems to understand that it is a support of Rabbi Yehuda, that the blood, the veshet there is only the veshet is what's important, the avridin was just to get out the blood. Chatzi echad, or then we go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said, chatzi echad be'of, okay, the chatzi echad, or one and a half per behemoth was pasul, remember? Most like itma, going to machlok and amurai. Rav amar mechtza al mechtza kerov. Rav says, look, if you cut half of one of the simadim, it's good enough for Rov. In other words, it would be kosher. Rav Kahana Amar, Mechtza Mechtza, Eino Kerov. Rav Kahana says, no, it's not good enough. Right? And look at Rashi there, Mechtza Mechtza. He says, Kesaka Datach, Lidan Shchita Kam, we're talking about Shchita, Klumar, Siman Shechetio Shachut, Vechetio Eino Shachut. That's what he says, Mechtza Al Mechtza, half, half. In other words, half is Shechted, half is not Shechted. Havekil Rubo Shachut Vekashe. That's how we're understanding at the moment, Rav. That if you Shechted half, half is Shechted, half isn't Shechted, it's good enough. And Rav Kahana says, no, mechtza mechtza eino kerov. It's not kerov. Rav amar mechtza mechtza kerov. Rav said it is kerov. Why? Hachi amar lei rachman le Moshe. That when Hashem was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said like this. Lo tishaye ruva. When he said we want rov, he says don't leave a rov. In other words, we don't want you to leave rov not shechted. In other words, that means don't shecht less than half. If you shecht less than half, then you've left Rov. Ah, you shecht half. You haven't left a Rov. Clear? Is that clear?
Yep.
Right? Rav Kahana Amar, Mechtza al Mechtza Eino Kerov. Right? Because Hachi Amar Lerachman Le Moshe. What Hashem said to Moshe? Shachut Ruba. Shecht majority. So he didn't say don't leave half. He said make sure that you shecht half. That's the machloket. Okay. Now the Gemara brings up via siman. Again, chatzi, katina, gargret, picking the four simanim on this kasha. We're going to have different issues on this. We'll get through two of them now. How are we doing for time here? Okay, two more minutes. Tanam, we got a Mishnah, right? And it's like, we already learned this Mishnah wasn't daf kafzayin. Chatzi echad be'of. Yesterday's daf. Chatzi echad be'of. Ve'echad v'chetzi be'of. It's our Mishnah. The Mishnah on Chatzana Unalev. Chatzi echad be'of, ve'echad v'chetzi be'behema, shchito psula. You see, they're half of off, and 1.5 of the with the animal is pasul. Now the Hagahot adds in there the vav. V'i amart mechza mechza kerov. And if you tell me according to Rav that half is good enough, he's like, am I pasul? Hi, avid le'rov. It should be kosher. So look at the answer. It's an unbelievable answer. The Gemara says you're right. Midrabanan. It's only pasul midrabanan. Look at Rashi there. Ava midoraita kasher. It will be kosher midoraita. V'nafke mine de lo betame benevela. It's the rabbanan asur. Doraita it's kosher, and therefore it wouldn't be a nevela. You couldn't eat it because of the rabbanan, but it's not asur. So Gemara says Dilma lo ati le ma'avad palga. So Gemara says over there. You know what? I'm an enough over here. Okay, we're enough over here.